Good to see everyone this morning. We are glad that everyone who is here has set the priority to come worship the Lord with us today. Especially grateful for the visitors that we have with us. You've probably seen an advertisement for it already, the movie Noah. It's put out by Paramount Pictures, which does not claim that it is a story of the Bible. That they're not trying to accurately portray that. In fact, they say that they take a great deal of what they call artistic license. Director Darren Aronofsky is a self-described atheist, is co-writer and director of the movie. He calls it the least biblical film ever made, calling Noah the first environmentalist, according to the Washington Times. I haven't seen the movie. And I really hesitate to give any of my money to support such an effort. I think I would find myself frustrated during the movie. There were more sources to this movie than just the Bible. There's been some documentation of some of the concepts that really stem from Gnosticism and from Jewish mysticism, the Kabbalah, which really changes, distorts the biblical narrative. Farrell Jenkins in his blog said this: several writers and speakers have pointed out that about the only things in common between Noah, the Noah movie, and the Noah flood story of the Bible are a man named Noah, an ark, and water. A movie like this is bad in a way, because the culture in which we live is becoming more and more biblically illiterate. They just don't know the story of the Bible. And so you have a movie that comes out like this, and people ignorant of the Bible are going to go watch this movie, and the images of the movie are going to stick in their brain as if it is